Welcome to the Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garoa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we're back. Time to paint it black. I'm your host, judge, and referee, Pete. Joining me this week, we got the gruesome twosome, Brian and Lou.
Much love, everyone.
I'm going to make this a thing.
Well, technically, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia you made that a thing, Pete.
Yeah, but I want you guys to be that.
We're going to steal a thing.
Real original feat.
Hey, don't knock the thunder. It's a good name. Take it. Accept it. T-shirts, man. T-shirts.
How can we take something that's not ours?
Easily.
Called Painted Black Podcast.
It's called stealing, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. We've done it once. Life. Let's do it again.
Well, joining us this week, of course, you heard him. We got Kenny over here.
Hello.
And on the line from Las Vegas, from Bold and Belligerent, here to defend his honor, Lauren is here. What's up, Lauren?
What up? And don't worry about the stealing thing. Over at B&B, we do that shit constantly, so it's no big deal.
Yeah, I heard you're kind of a semi-game show now, huh? Where we got that idea?
Oh, we've been a game show the whole time. Where do you think Dice of Doom came from, bro? We stole that from Jason Ellis.
We stole from a number of places, so who are we to talk?
It's all stealing if you get caught.
Damn straight. We're a podcast. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's a small pool to get caught in.
Yeah.
So should we start off by addressing the elephant in the room?
I would.
Brian?
Lauren, do you drive a bus? I did hear your podcast, so I know the answer, but the rest of the Painted Black audience might not know.
Yeah, the students were giving me hell today. I'm a bus driver. I don't see what the problem is. I don't know why. What's the big, put me on trial here? I'm basically on par with ISIS now, I guess.
What age group?
I'm not a school bus driver. Fuck them.
That was Josh.
Oh, all right, good.
You were wrong, Lou. Lou was the one that was going on about the one of you guys that was a bus driver. You picked the wrong one. It was Josh, not Lou.
I thought he was a landscaper.
He dabbles in a lot of like stupid jobs.
How could you, of all people, throw shade at anybody for their profession?
No, I wasn't throwing shade. This guy was the one that's like, he probably diddles kids.
You're a baby.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Kids. Oh, right.
Well, before you knew it was him.
I was talking about Chris.
You were like, all bus drivers diddle kids.
Lou was kind of defending the little man. I'll give him that. Yeah. And to be fair, watching, being a babysitter, there's not a whole lot you could.
No.
Ivory Tower there.
I listened back because I was listening to your podcast and I was being thrown under the bus for Luke was all fucking twisted that I was attacking him. But if you go back, that was Luke called him a fucking dead end, bro.
All right, I defend that. how many times is he going to return to a job that ends with the word boy?
He's a he found the one job that's lower than a pizza delivery boy. He's actually a dishwasher now.
God damn. I have one of those in my kitchen, but it's in a machine.
I mean, do him, but he's just the man with no ambitions.
Is he Mexican? I've never met a white guy that's fucking a dishwasher.
No, man.
I think he embraces not having ambition. I think it's like part of who he is. He loves that about himself.
No, that's no good, man.
Criminals and Mexicans are the only ones that wash dishes and machines, dishwashers.
Yeah, man.
Well, but he is a criminal.
Women.
Ah, maybe we're onto something.
Yeah.
I knew a couple teenagers who did it in high school.
Nah, they were replaced by Mexicans by the year 2000 for sure.
That's true.
It's like, oh, look at these new models.
As soon as they could find a Mexican, they got that kid right
out
of there.
First of all, how did he corral that job? I thought the Mexicans had that on lock.
Yeah, like cutting lawns.
They're moving up here, so I guess he just took their spot in the back of the line. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. He's a little Mexicans out in Vegas?
Yeah. I just said I live in a nice part of town, and like on an acre property. My neighbor just moved in, a Mexican guy. He's doing way better than Luke.
Yeah, so that guy's a busboy.
They've worked their way up, man. Luke's staying behind.
I would like to address the Luke. He had called me out for my family's money, and that, like, I'm using my family's money. And that's just poor logic, bro. I don't care where my money came from. I got money, baby.
Dude,
my microphone is the most expensive thing in your life now, Luke.
Don't be surprised that Luke shit on somebody. You're just another one of his targets.
No, I'm good with it, baby.
Yeah.
Lauren, is as soon as Donald Trump fucking kicks that Mexican neighbor of yours out of the country, though, you could go and raid all his cool shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cut a hole through the brick wall and just add on that part of the property. I'll have 2 acres then. It would be beautiful.
Just build a tunnel. Annex it.
He's got fucking sheep next door. I don't know what the fuck he's doing with them.
What the fuck?
They just showed up yesterday. I don't know why he has sheep. But
that is
he has
not
sheep.
The American way.
Sheep?
No.
No way, man.
That's like some cartel shit.
Right?
What is he going to do? What is he doing with sheep?
making sweaters?
No, I don't know. I could ask him. I don't know if he's using the wool or he's making milk with it. I don't know what he's got. I have six horses, and I don't know why the fuck I have six horses.
You have fucking six horses?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
What do you do with them?
Those bus wages, bro.
I gotta move to Vegas because, like, there's this. I don't know how you have six horses. Like, that's crazy, right?
I don't think there's six horses in New York State.
No, we
my house was only $60,000, bro. So,
yeah, you taking that for my last. No, on the real though, how much is your taxes out there? I gotta know.
We don't have state taxes because of gambling. So, forget state taxes. Our sales tax is about 8.1%, I think. And then, all of our taxes are super low. So, like, people from California, they started coming here. And so that's driving our property value up because California just rapes you with taxes.
What are you paying in property taxes?
I don't know.
I guess it can't be that much. Like.
No. Oh, man. That bad, I'll tell you.
Gotta be negligent.
My house was not $60,000.
Oh, my.
It's a little bit higher up than you think.
Because I pay like I'm going to be paying about like $10,000 for fucking Lake Ronkonkoma on like a half acre. That's, you know, and I'm getting killed. God, $10,000. Jesus, my grandparents pay $25,000.
And he's got no horses.
Yeah, I got no horses, bro.
Or sheep.
Yeah, no sheep. No, I got no livestock.
I find having sheep in the Nevada desert to be a little cruel.
Yeah, the sweat
big
and balls,
bully,
right?
Sweaty animals.
Do sheep sweat?
Course. They're wearing sweaters.
Poor like animals. Like a dog though, like through the tongue? Or like,
what the fuck am I, a veterinarian?
Well, you said a fucking definitive view. Of course they do, Brian. I'm like, well, how? Like, I don't sweat. Know. What am I, a fucking scientist?
Well, animals sweat.
Hey, it's almost summer here. I'll keep an eye on them and report back next time I'm on the show.
Also, let us know if they eat and shit too, because I don't know.
It's a full workup.
I hope you get mauled by his neighbor's sheep when you visit him. Like, up to jump over the fence and like, meh.
I'm smarter than that. I'm staying away from his horses and his sheep and all that shit.
Oh my god.
All right.
I'm just there for the drugs and the women. No animals.
We got some answers then.
Oh, we were talking about before. Is prostitution legal in Vegas?
No. It is in Nevada. It is in certain parts of Nevada. Like, we have brothels that are on the outskirts of town, a little like a couple, like I'd say like 100 miles out of town. Like Cat House, if you've seen that show on HBO, yeah. That's like basically a quick drive away from Vegas. But in town, no, it's not legal. But it's, I mean, it's one of those things where, right? They look the other way. So
it's county by county. So like whatever county Las Vegas in is in, and I think Vegas and Reno, it's not legal in Reno either, right?
No.
Yeah, but outside of that, you go to the sticks. I guess you could fucking pay for sex.
You drive out to that bunny ranch.
Yeah, but like I said, it's looked the other way. Like I was talking about, my parents are right down the street from the strip, like right just outside of their neighborhood. They're walking up and down the street. Cops drive right past. They don't say shit.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have like vice or anything trying to do stings. That's crazy.
I think they gave up on it. I mean, they used to watch episodes of the cops and you'd see them busting them all the time. But I just find it hard to believe that they're cracking down when I see them everywhere constantly, and it's. Nothing changes, so.
Yeah. And worse than that, you got those guys with the little cards. Every time you walk out of a place on the strip, and they're just flapping those cards and hand them to you.
Well, like dealers and stuff? Like,
they got these little, like...
21, hit me!
Yeah, it's like prostitution cards. Like, oh. Business cards, and they flip them constantly, and then you see them all over the ground.
Like, anyway. Prostitutes in Vegas have their own fucking prostitute cards?
It's like a good number to call.
Do you realize
it's
they like could save so much? Cards?
Oh, no. It's call girls. Call girls.
Like, does stats. It have their stats?
Yeah. Stats.
Don't they realize special that move? They can save so much money? Like, just go digital, man. Just...
Their favorite position?
Right. Yeah. Favorite position? They really put that in the cart?
They should.
It's like money.
It's baseballs. Going,
my favorite position is money. Run money on me.
If they sprung for the ones where, like, if you turn it, you can see your
Oh,
move.
The hologram cards. You might get one of those a pack, you right. know?
Yeah, those are the rare collector's editions, Lou.
They got a stat section with the STDs on there.
Would you collect a
How many dicks they hit this year?
Would you buy a pack of prostitute cards, man, just to see what they were about? Like, yeah, oh, it's
100%.
If they were like current prostitutes in the area, and you're just like, oh, man,
local prostitutes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, shit, this bitch is $200 for a quarter hour. All right.
No, but if you're looking at it, you're like, she took 20 fucking 700 dicks last year. Jesus Christ, I'm going to another one. Let me go to a rookie.
Yeah, that's a rookie card.
See, I didn't realize that you were going to get baseball stats like that. I thought it was more like a Playboy, like what she liked and stuff. I was like, oh, dude, she's talking about her dick fucking volume?
Dude, wieners per day.
Weens per day?
Yeah, it's like those old Marvel Comics cards. It's got her stamina.
Uh-huh.
Got her abilities.
Yeah.
Origin story.
Origin story. They're all the same.
She
Daddy
likes drugs.
Touched her.
Right.
She likes drugs.
Dead inside.
Damn.
Foreign.
No one's going to miss her if she dies.
Foreign.
Yeah, origin story. Russian.
She arrived in a shipping container.
Last question about Vegas, Lauren. Now, are the girls on the strip just locals, or they come out from all areas of the country just to hook in Vegas?
Oh, the hookers? Yeah. Or just like the girls on the whores on strip? Because there's girls that come from all over the country that are just here for a good time that are, I would say, just tourists that... You want those. You don't want the hookers. The hookers are locals.
Wait, so
and they're nasty.
Desert trash is what you're saying.
Desert trash.
He's saying the girls looking for a good time are just tourists from everywhere. But the working girls are locals.
That's what I'm saying, absolutely. Working girls. Obviously, I'm not talking about the girls that just want to have party and have sex. I'm talking about the actual...
You got to qualify your definition of who it
is. I said hookers.
The hookers are locals, and some of them are sex... I believe sex slaves. We have a lot of the... what do you call it? Sold into sex slavery girls here. My cousin actually works just off the strip, right, like around where all the hookers walk up and down Tropicana. He works at a Home Depot right there. It's like a super sketchy Home Depot. And he says that one time he went on break and he seen this like shipping truck or like a moving truck pull up. And they pulled up to a gas station and these Hispanic dudes get out and they go inside the corner store. And the sliding door in the back opens up, and these little Asian girls, like in underwear, jump out and start running.
Scattering?
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, this happened. And so my cousin runs over, and they realized what had happened. The guys inside the store ran out, grabbed the girls, threw them back in the truck, and took off. And there was no plates on the truck. And so they called the cops, and it was like much to do about nothing. They were fucking gone, no plates. That shit happens here. There's a lot of sex slavery shit going on here.
That's bonkers.
Damn, yeah. Man. That's some cartel shit, man. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, Vegas is like the Wild West, man. I got to go out there one day.
I don't know why I'm living in New York, man.
Yeah, bro.
What are your gun laws like? Yeah, everyone's just carrying? It's like the Wild West like that, too?
Yeah, it's open carry. Like, anybody can open carry, and then you can get your concealed. I've got my – I took the course for the concealed carry. I just haven't gotten my card yet, so I can't do it yet. But anybody can open carry. Like Mike on the show, he's always got his gun on his hip. It's pretty much the Wild West like that,
I would wear a fucking bandolier across my chest. I would never conceal my carry. You would see my fucking Smith & Wesson 500 on my hip, man. You know it's coming.
Oh my God! The New York guy just asked to get a pistol permit, and the guy's like, "Well, you got to do all this shit. Not only that, but you have to like go to the DMV and get every ticket you ever got and report that because they'll deny you. If like, oh, you were speeding, you didn't mention that. Like, it's insane in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo.
Nope. Not here.
Yo, by the way, what'd you shoot that turkey with?
A 12 gauge.
Ooh. Nice. Yeah, you shot right that. Right up. Shit. He said he shot that shit mid-flight, man. That's a good shot.
Yeah. Fucking flying turkeys?
I had no idea they flew.
Man, turkeys fucking fly, like full-on fly.
Around here, we got the big lumbering land turkeys.
My brother lives in Jersey. They got fucking turkeys, and like it's the most intimidating thing in the world, looking up and seeing a fucking 40-pound turkey sitting in a tree.
I can solve the mystery on your fat land turkeys over there. You guys don't have guns everywhere. That's why. You got to fly out here out of necessity.
That's true. You just end up with a turkey in your yard.
I don't know. We got about 9 here, so.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no turkeys around here, bro.
All right, Pete, you want to start up?
All right, from this point on, I'm going to start the scoring for the show. Everything funny you say gets a point. Anything unfunny gets a dong. We do a little news. We play a couple games. Mm-hmm. Crown a winner to this thing. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll start off. Any interesting stories from the week?
I went shooting for the first time in a long time, man. It was pretty sweet.
I got a real interesting story for you. So, Kat's never been shooting before.
Oh, the 50 cal?
Oh, man. So, we go out there, and I'm not going to say that we were under the influence of marijuana, but we could or could not have been under the influence of marijuana. So, nobody mentions to this poor guy, put your earplugs in. I just had given him a pair of earplugs at the house. So, we all put our earplugs in. We're carrying our shit, put it at the table, we're setting up, and, this guy puts his gun case down as the guy next to us shoots a 50 cal rifle. And, I mean, I don't know. You guys probably aren't big gun guys, but a 50 cal, you know, from video games, it's like a goddamn cannon going off. And it looked like Cass was going to fucking fall down. I've never seen somebody so fucked up. He looked like somebody put a pot over his head and hit it with a hammer.
I thought they threw a grenade at me, bro. I was like, they got me. Yeah. They got me.
He was seeing cartoon stars, bro. He had a lump on his head and everything. It was crazy.
Rookie.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Lauren?
fucking rookie.
Yeah, I am. I haven't been shooting since I was like a kid. So like, I just did not like, you know, it's been so long that, you know, I don't remember anything, man. And like,
you looked like you seen a ghost. I was like, dude, put your earplugs in, dude. You're like, my head.
Oh my god, dude. I'm shocked that guy was having fun with that thing, bro. He was like just shooting targets and like, it was like, boom! Like it was, and the reason why we got that that table was because no one wanted to sit next to that motherfucker. It was like you could feel it in your chest, bro. And I was like 10 feet away from him.
Did you guys see that video? It was at a local gun shop here. The instructor that had the big ass revolver, and he's like fucking, you know, douchebag with the glasses on, and he's preaching to the class and all this, and then his fucking gun goes off and like almost hits him in the face.
Yes.
And everybody's and like, "Did you mean to do that?" And he's like, "Yeah, yeah, I meant to do that."
Yeah, he's like, "Oh yeah, no, I meant to do that." It's like, you shot into the ceiling and you almost smashed yourself in the face with a gun. I tend to not believe that.
Right.
Every week when I'm finding news stories for this show, I find somebody almost shot themselves, and like just from walking around or like was doing a demonstration. It's like every week.
Oh yeah, man.
My family's all gun nuts out here in Nevada. I know it's hard to believe. Almost everyone in my family has had at least one mistake with a gun. Like my cousin accidentally shot himself in the knee with a .40 caliber when he was a teenager, and now he's been fucked up since.
He kneecapped himself? Oh my god, that sucks.
Yeah, he was in his truck cleaning his gun, and it just went off and blew a hole through his knee.
Why would you clean a loaded gun though? Step one is discharge the magazine and take empty the fucking chamber. Then you clean to your heart's desire.
Yeah, well, you always think it's clear, but you have to check constantly. And so, like, several houses in my family have a hole through the roof where they thought the gun was, you know, empty, and it wasn't. And you see these people that take selfies and they shoot themselves. It just happens.
That's the biggest story I find. It's always a selfie.
How do you shoot yourself with a selfie?
You're just holding the gun up, and you're like,
pfft. Right, because I think they instinctively, when they click, they pull at the same
trigger
time.
Fingers.
Yeah. They just instinctively.
So they're just, like selfieing their own death?
Yeah.
You got to practice real good trigger safety, man. Got to keep that finger off the trigger unless you're going to kill somebody.
Look, man, I only been there the one time, like, you know, but I had no problem not like pointing the gun at myself, man. I was just like,
and you're the selfie king. I'm surprised there was no selfie.
I was on edge after that 50 cal, bro. Yeah. I was in selfieing shit.
Yeah.
I was
wasn't throwing out blue steel with a handgun.
No way, man. I was all fucked up after that 50 cal. There was no selfies in my future.
You don't have, like, neighbors calling the cops, though, when you got guns going off everywhere?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
No, we don't shoot guns from my property. I'm still kind of within city limits. We'll go out a little bit, and or we'll go to a gun range or something like that. But, no, I'm not shooting from my property.
You can go out to the desert to shoot a gun, though?
It's pretty smart. Oh, fuck yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, let's go find you.
I don't know, Las Vegas PD. I'm assuming
you go out in the desert.
The last I read,
I watched Breaking Bad.
Fucking Wyatt Earp. I have no idea, bro. Like,
Nevada wasn't even running like background checks to buy a gun. Is that still the case? Like, you just go in there, buy a gun like it's Walmart?
No, they do. They do like a quick phone call. Like, I went in, I walked into a gun store. I'd never bought a gun at a gun store. I just got them secondhand. And I walked in, and it took about 10 minutes. Like, they make a phone call, and then they go, "All right, you're good." And then you buy the gun, you walk out.
I got a guy. I'm gonna call him real quick.
Hey, Bill, you ever hear of Lauren? No. All right, you seem to check out. Like,
if Bill don't know you, you gotta be a good guy.
Yeah, you're a good guy, man. Bill don't know.
Bill's got a pass.
Well, but then again, I'm white as shit, so maybe if I were Muslim or something, it might be a little tougher.
Well, it was funny in our house. We live with two white guys and a Puerto Rican dude, and. Me and Ken got guns, no problem. Then they denied him, and he's like complaining about it. And I was like, as far as I'm concerned, this whole gun law thing is working, bro. Like,
yeah,
you gotta take the guns out of the hands of the Puerto Ricans as much as you can.
Checked out.
Yeah, like I hope they deny you too, Lou, if you ever try to get a gun.
Oh, man, that's terrible. I know why they denied him, but that guy's, I mean, he's likely to put it in his mouth.
Well, is it wrong for
a gunner, a dick?
Both. Anything's like. Spherical.
Yeah.
Anything cylindrical.
Right. All right.
Anybody else? Anything worth sharing?
Lauren?
No. Slow week. I got myself a new phone, so hopefully we won't have the beeping lasting apologies
have a,
for that.
We did noise. Have a crazy hypothetical.
Okay.
So we were talking, and you know, it's Easter, and obviously we started talking about Asian people, and
this is the best ever.
Just lead right into Asian people.
Yeah. So like, okay, let's just say if it was possible, if you slapped an Asian guy hard enough that you literally blew his eyes open forever, would you go and try and do it?
If it was possible.
Yes.
Provenly.
Like, it's a fact. Like, they actually, their eyes are like the Dothraki's hair. You know, it's
but
like,
does it have to be a surprise shot or?
It's got
to
be a good pop.
It could be any shot. Like they're always on guard. That's why Kung Fu was invented.
Yeah,
to stop their eyes from popping.
I would think they would just thank you, wouldn't they? I mean, it's like
no, it's a disrespect thing, bro. Because like, it's like you know, like the guys with the thinnest eyes are the most like, and that's the sensei, bro.
Cosmetic surgeries in Japan to open up the eyes a little bit.
Why are you making reality out of this?
No, I think they're like mole people. You open up their eyes, they can't see.
But I go to Comic-Con.
They can no longer fly when their eyes pop open.
Yeah. You brought up a good point, though. You would see, you would like know who the masters are because you'd be like, man.
They wouldn't be slapped, right?
No, that guy's got some
squinty. Because my first instinct is go to Comic-Con and just say, who wants to look like anime?
First of all the nerds at Comic-Con already got their eyes wide open. All right,
that's true.
I'm talking about like some for real like
Jinx.
Yeah, Ip Man, bro. He Ip Man, he can barely see that dude. He's you know he ain't getting slapped in the face.
That's why Blind Swordsman is such a badass.
They got no peripheral vision. Just come from the side.
No, they got lizard eyes. They got mad peripheral vision. They got no up down. Right.
They got bird eyes.
Come from above then.
Yeah, you got to come from above. The double axe handle.
Right. You might end up just catching that sweet Shoryuken. Come from above.
They can walk on trees and shit, bro. You can't come from above. You can't get up that high.
They do half of their fighting from up above.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. They're the king of aerial attacks.
They dance on raindrops.
Although, he might be onto something. You do fight fire with fire.
I would actually take a trip out to China and go like Asian safari. Just be like, whoop-ha, whoop-ha, whoop-ha.
I told you.
Smash cut to Brian in a gulag.
They would call me Kenny the Baptist because I'd be fucking converting bitches left and right, bro.
They call me Brian the Eye Opener, bro.
I'd be the squinty eyed Bane, bro. I'd be slapping every chink that I saw.
And then there was one more hypothetical that we had. If it was legal to kill the derelict homeless, would you just go do it? Just not only for like a service to your community, but just because it's kind of cool.
We had one. We had a hobo serial killer recently, just a couple months ago.
Like a hobo that's killing people or a guy killing hobos?
A guy killing hobos. He would go up while they were sleeping and bash them over the head with a hammer.
Jesus.
Doing God's work.
Like yeah, I'm really. If I was the commissioner, I'd be like, whatever, man. We put Phil on that and the rest of us, we'll do something else, man. I mean, we don't need to find that guy.
My wife just got a jury summons. I'm saying, babe, come on. I'm hoping it's that one. Just fucking let him off.
Yeah, right. Keep out. Hang that jury.
They're fucking trying this guy. They should be giving him a hero.
Yeah,
baby.
Right. You've got
the
key to the
city.
Give him a statue with a hammer.
Yeah, he deserves a golden hammer.
Yeah, man. I would love to read my morning paper and read that. Like, oh, good.
Yeah, right.
No, they actually caught him by doing a sting operation. They put a fucking dummy out with a blanket over it, and he came up and bashed it over the head.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. That really happened.
I slipped and fell. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a murderer.
I'm a carpenter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm Jesus.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hate the homeless, man. All right, moving on.
Well, nobody answered you. I guess everyone answered your hypothetical.
Well, I mean, me and Lou and Kenny and Lauren, I guess, are all killing the homeless.
Yeah, I guess.
I brought it up a couple times.
Yeah, I brought it up.
I mean, Lou's actually looking to kill the homeless regardless.
Lou
of
might
the
be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I was going to kill the homeless, I guess I would do it like, I wouldn't want to like cut them up. I'd be like, all right, man, it's a shotgun, just real quick.
I wouldn't want to dispose of the bodies either. I'm not digging.
No, I told you that's a thing. It's like bag and tag, bro. If you kill the homeless, you also have to dispose of the body. All right, you can't be leaving dead homeless everywhere. That's also adding to the problem.
Can I light it on fire?
No, that's a fucking. You can't just be lighting fires in the street. You gotta.
I say we cook them up and feed them to the homeless. The other homeless.
I don't want to fucking
creating an ecosystem.
TV homeless bodies up though, man. I don't want to be touching homeless like that.
No,
I want to just kind
of. I'm not trying. Wait, first of all, I'm not trying to feed the homeless. Just feed to the cattle and shit, like get them fatter.
Yeah, throw it in the pig pen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got no livestock.
Like Deadwood.
Well, no, but when you go bring the dead homeless carcass to like the homeless recycling plant, right? They can them up and they send them out to guys like Lauren who have fucking horses and shit. You know,
you think your horse?
The homeless recycling center, aka the wood chipper.
Yeah,
you think your horses would eat a couple homeless guys?
Nah, my horses are bitch ass vegans. I need to give them to the sheep next door.
Yeah, maybe the sheep.
The sheep get a taste of blood, maybe they'll come after Kenny.
More likely the Mexicans than the sheep, bro.
Wasn't that a horror movie? Zombie what? Sheep or something?
Zombie Sheep?
Black Sheep.
Black Sheep, that was it.
Yeah. Did sound stupid.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, well, that's how they get their powers. To get a taste of homeless blood.
Yeah, man. what were you guys? Would you go stabbing weapon, a blunt object, or gun?
Call me crazy, but I kind of want to run one over with like a steamroller.
I'm not calling you crazy at all.
Want to see his head pop
off. Do they have one
like
at Rent-A-Center?
Like when you squeeze the toothpaste, you know what I'm saying?
Do they have one of those at Rent-A-Center, or are you going to have to just go AWOL and get the fucking steamroller?
I'm going to have to get one.
What about you, Lord?
I want to choke the life out of them. I want to watch like the life fade out of them.
Respect.
Interesting.
Respect. Well, they're really dirty, though. I mean, like, really dirty.
That's I like the question. Sport of it. I'd use a bow.
I'd wear like oven mitts or something.
Yeah, oven mitts.
Do you think that that's how that guy thought he was going to die on the streets, getting choked out by some fucking rich guy with oven mitts?
I should have listened to the gypsy.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Lauren?
I said that's the beauty of it. He really didn't see it coming at all.
What are your oven mitts look like? Just so I know, I have a real mental picture of this.
They got like a rooster on them.
He was choked out by my cock.
The cock strangler.
The cock strangler. The mitten. The cock mitten strangler. Yeah. All right, man. All right.
So let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do some news?
Yes, I do. In a second. Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start our news off with a story of a first date. In Phoenix, Arizona, 38-year-old man named David Harlow met a woman on an online dating site, and the two had talked for several weeks before meeting in person at a resort. During the date, she went to the restroom, asked him politely, can you just watch my stuff? Came back. Dude, split with all of it.
The long con, huh?
The long con.
What did he make out with?
He took the victim's credit cards to a casino and tried to withdraw money from several banks. So.
That's just like a petty crime, Pete.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say this is called bitch had it coming news then. Because, I mean,
don't trust online dating.
I just met you. Can you watch all my valuables real quick seriously. Before I take a leak?
No, he played the game. He talked to her for a couple weeks.
Well, like, wait, via text, I'm sure, right? Well,
maybe. Maybe some phone conversations.
Has any
setting like, up, establishing trust?
Have you ever had a deep conversation via text?
All I'm saying is this guy had all the makings of a good con man, but then just ran away with the purse.
She got catfished, bro.
That's not even catfished.
Yeah, no, because he was the dude that he said he was.
Exactly. No, he just left out the purse snatcher part. Yeah.
Whatever. He sold his shit. Like Lauren said, bitch had it coming.
Bitch had it coming.
Yeah.
Doesn't say if he actually got anything out of it. He was caught pretty much immediately. So, let's do another stupid criminal. This one, it doesn't say what he was exactly charged with. I think he was stalking somebody. His name is...
Good old stalker.
He's a 32-year-old named Jason Paul Homey, I think.
Is he a vato?
He has shown some stalking... No, white guy. Very white guy.
Oh.
It's homie, a stalking. It's a white guy crime.
The homie threw it off.
Omi.
I definitely heard homie.
Omi. Right? Homie. I thought you said homie.
Like pour one out for him.
Yeah, pour one out for the Omi.
Anyway, he had shown some stalking-like behavior towards a homeowner.
Time out. What's stalking-like behavior?
But I guess
that's not straight-up stalking.
Dipping out of bushes and shit.
He's like walking around, tiptoeing with his hands out.
Peeking through windows.
He wasn't really in the bushes. He was kind of peeking into the bushes, like looking at a place where he was gonna... Stalk
taking pictures on his cell phone of people not noticing.
Yeah, bro, it was like conspiracy to stalk.
Oh,
he was like charging his cell phone up.
That's called pre-stalk.
Menacingly,
yeah, getting ready, like getting a good spot in the bush, but wasn't in the bush.
Had a lot of maps.
Yeah. What'd you say, Lauren?
We've all been there.
I'm doing that after the cast, dude.
I'm doing it right now, bro.
It's Monday night.
I got a GoPro in some bitch's window right now.
I feel like 90% of social media activity is basically stalking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's very fair to say.
I'm like, what's this guy up to? You know,
yeah.
My Instagram nothing. I knew it. Is all women I don't know and like guys growing great weed. Again, guys I don't know. So I guess it is all just like online stalking that I'm doing. I'm looking at butts and fucking buds, and guns. A lot of guns too. I like the gun stuff.
And girls, you might think about strangling. Look at that neck.
Like, that should go down easy.
I'm a blunt force type of guy.
I'm a blunt force type of guy.
You do have kind of a resemblance to, like, Dennis Rader.
Who the fuck is that?
BTK.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lou. Like, did you click those cards? Like, what the fuck?
Wait, you guys aren't up on your serial killer knowledge?
Like, yeah, the three, like the was it the Mount Rushmore?
He's a big
like,
one though.
The fucking John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy.
What are you saying? Looks like him. That dude was a creep with a mustache and glasses.
Wait, do you see Ken, bro?
Mustache and glasses. Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet.
BTK,
you got it.
BTK.
Lord knows.
I know. Blind or kill, bro. I know all about him.
Because he has a mustache and glasses. I look like him, though, Lou. Like, that's a little disrespectful, I think.
That's your thing, man.
I mean, I guess that would be my thing if I was going to be a serial killer. I would be.
You do have the serial killer starter kit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, dude, everybody has a little little chloroform and fucking duct tape, man.
Yeah, but you have the courage to do it.
The conviction.
Yeah.
Come on. Those zip ties, they're very fucking useful. You can do all kinds of stuff with them. It's not just for tying people up.
Yeah. Did Mike ever have to not sell a zip tie to people at home at Lowe's because he's like, nah, you're too shady, bro. I don't know what you're doing with those zip ties. Like,
no, I don't think Mike cares. Mike would give you whatever you want. Yeah, just out of his face.
Ringing up some zip ties, some lime, a shovel.
Yeah, you can't buy these things together. Or do they actually come in like a sale?
That's like a mafia starter pack.
Yeah, the starter kit.
Right.
I'm gonna take these yard trimmings elsewhere.
Yeah. Mike's so hard up for an extra fiver, he'll help you bury it.
Did you get like a 1970s Lincoln big trunk? You get like a 50-pound bag of lye and a fucking shovel, man.
That's it?
And two Mexicans to fucking dig.
They do that?
Yeah. They pass the shovel back and forth.
Good to know.
Do you guys have Mexicans like outside of every hardware store, just tons of them sitting out in the parking lot?
There's fucking Mexicans, bro.
I don't know if they're Mexican.
The town I grew up in, they used to stand on the street corner. And they would, like, wait for the trucks to come and pull up, and, like, they would all try to, like, get in at once. And then the one white guy who was driving the truck would have to get out and, like, beat a couple out of the fucking truck.
Just hit him with a rake. A
couple of the lesser guys, you'd be like, nah, man, you got those scrawny arms.
Dude, in Manhattan, on my way to work every day, I walk on 8th Avenue, and apparently this is where, I think it's, like, 38th Street and 8th, this is where everyone goes and picks up their maids. Because there's like two lines of Mexican women who look like they're ready to clean shit, waiting to get picked up.
Fucking weird, man.
Shit you not, bro.
I believe it.
I believe it.
Anyway.
I believe it. I watched a fucking ton of
Mexican. You use the Mexicans in the parking lot to help you bury the body, and then you use their wife to help you clean up like the house afterwards.
See, Lauren, I voted for Trump, man. I'm not going to outsource my shit. I'm going American. I got to get good American. You know, I'll take Mike.
You tell the Mexican to dig it deep enough for two bodies. Wang him over the head when he's done.
The old El Caban.
Right.
What, you don't have to wang him over the head. Like, you could give him the $3 that you promised, and you could guarantee that he's not going to any authorities.
Bro, you just throw some carne asada in the hole.
God damn.
Why are you going to bury his whole family? That's so cruel. Just
throw a can of Goya pinto beans in there, and he'd be running down there.
It's cruel, man.
Anyway, back to homie here.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was stalking this woman. Ended up hiding in her shed when the neighbor boy,
oh no,
meddling kid, noticed him going in there. Promptly just simply locked the door, called the cops.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
What are you, Scooby-Doo? Fucking locking the door?
I would have got away with it, these darn kids.
Yeah, man. This guy was just trying to get a good old peep in.
They found this guy in the shed hiding under an old mattress.
So did he get convicted of tomfoolery, or was he more of a stalker?
Well, I think he broke some sort of a restraining order or something.
Now, was there a guy named Tom that peeped? Is that how that came about?
He was the same. Oh, he was the idea. Same guy. His name was Uncle Tom.
He's peeping Tom, bro. He's supposed to not stop gazing at people.
Peeping
Tom. It's a victimless crime, though. I don't understand why. What's the big hubbub about it?
Well, I mean, Lauren, if there was a guy looking in your window. You would not be cool with that.
Lauren would shoot his ass.
if he's on my property, sure. But if he's able to get a peep from like on the other side of the wall or something like that, more power to you, buddy.
Well, I found the rest of his rap sheet. So when they caught him, they also found some weed and some meth. So he was charged with possession of a controlled substance.
See, now I'm going to say
doesn't
that wasn't
make him a bad person.
No, he wasn't trying to stalk or peep. He was casing the joint.
Casing it, yeah.
He's a caser.
No, I think you might be onto something there.
Only if he's black. If he's white, he's a peeping Tom.
If he's black, no. He's not smoking the meth.
If he's white, he's an adorable scamp.
You'd be right if it wasn't. He wasn't addicted to meth. Now, meth, that's casing the joint.
You're wrong, though. If he's black, he's smoking the weed, selling the meth. If he's white, he's probably smoking both.
I think you guys are forgetting. He's one of the homies. Guilty as charged.
Anyway, so he gets 2 years for controlled substance, charged with criminal trespassing. That's another 180 days. Possession of drug paraphernalia.
What was the paraphernalia he was caught with?
Meth. I don't know.
That's not paraphernalia.
I don't know what else he had. Meth. With the meth. I'm assuming a device to smoke
some kind of pipe.
Is that how you smoke meth? Through a pipe?
Yeah, bro.
They never had that part on Breaking Bad, bro.
How would you smoke your meth?
I don't know. I didn't have meth around me.
Man, no.
Just Breaking Bad is my only exposure to meth.
Gotta smoke your meth through a pipe, man.
Pipe. Yeah, pipe. I knew about crack. Ronald Reagan told me about crack.
Ronald Reagan did. Yeah. When did you meet him?
He was on TV one day. Maybe that was George Bush. One of those two guys.
No, it was Reagan.
It was Reagan? Yeah.
He was the big anti-crack
guy. He's like, well, here's how you smoke it, kids.
All right, next story comes to us from Australia. Man is suing a museum. Apparently, this museum has a virtual display of, do you know who Kathy Freeman is?
No.
She's a runner. Oh. She's a sprinter.
Why the fuck would I know her?
Yeah. Well, because it's kind of...
Women sprinting is like not a big topic.
Sprinting in general.
According to this guy's case, they have a 10-meter dual-lane track in the museum itself. In a darkened room, which is a digital exhibit, which has a moving series of images of said runner moving to demonstrate her speed, and people are kind of encouraged to run alongside it.
How can you run alongside it?
They got a little stretch to run along with it, just to see how you match up against this 400-meter gold medalist.
I'm probably not very good.
Well, this guy, he gave it his all. He went just buck and just couldn't stop. Went headfirst into a wall, broke his back.
Wait, how did he break his back?
He just smashed into the wall. He said the room was too dark. He was about 30 centimeters from the wall when he saw it was going to stop him. Finally, those things come in handy.
Yeah. Yeah, we usually get phantom ones of those.
He fractured his C1 and T3 spinal vertebrae, rib, bilateral occipital, a lot of big words, in his skull.
Damn, he broke his skull? Broke his bean?
Yeah, he's all jacked up.
That might be the worst way to break your back, like the worst story. Like, I was racing a virtual female.
I was racing a picture.
I was racing some bitch. How do you run in the wall and break your back, though? Like,
he must have been just trucking headfirst.
Right, looking down.
I figured his head would blow up. You run headfirst as fast as you can to a wall, right? It'd be like, boom. That's a stump.
He's a pussy, basically, is what we're saying. And the last guy that got trapped inside of a shed, I've never seen a shed that I can't break out of.
Yeah, right. Seriously, you just Kool-Aid your way out of it at a certain point.
Yeah, kick that
especially
shit
especially on meth. Like, you should be able to take that shit out like you're the fucking Hulk.
Yeah, right.
I would have buzzed through that roof. Like,
yeah, and you got whatever garden tools are inside to use as well. I don't know. These guys are not impressive, these criminals today.
Yeah, man.
Nor are they ever. Brian, you work in your job. Do you have Cosmo?
Yeah.
Do you hear about the Cosmo tweet scandal?
No.
A little bit of clickbaity news. Here was their headline. How this woman lost 44 pounds without any exercise. Mm-hmm. And now they have to apologize, because apparently when you click on it, it gives you the full story. Cancer.
Oh, shit. That's actually a joke, really. I mean, it's just like, I got you.
Got you to click.
I thought it was going to be like,
ain't no shortcuts, bitch.
Like, she lost her legs in an accident or something.
Right, lopped off the legs.
Yeah.
No, cancer. Rare cancer.
She did it.
Good for her.
Yeah.
You know what? She dreamt about losing that weight, and she did it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how, but she did it.
The link showed, like, some picture of a chick in a bikini and was like, had the weight loss secret that doesn't take any exercise. The cancer. Just fucking get cancer.
Yeah, those little clickbait things are always just kind of like a mismatch. Like, I'm always like looking at these lists of people, and it's like, who's making up these lists? It's like, you know, I don't know. Like, top 15, like, actors you thought were dead. Who are dead?
Right.
The funniest thing is when they're, like, not dead, though. Like, why do you come up with a list and put guys who are still alive on that list?
People thought he was dead. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, the Hollywood actors that you didn't know were dead. And then it's, like, guys who are alive.
Dude, I don't know, man.
I fucking hate Facebook.
I love Facebook, man. Facebook's good stuff.
Because you like taking the blue steel pictures. That's yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotta let the world know. You man, you can't even put your face on Facebook because, you know, you look like that fucking serial killer, right? Like, You'd be unnerving people, bro. Like, I can't be friends with Kenny no more, bro. I can't look at his mug.
I'm all over Facebook, but just like, I don't take pictures of myself.
Just troll motherfuckers.
I don't know. That's like a 16-year-old girl thing to do, not like a 30-year-old man, but that's just my opinion.
Kenny's going to end up on the list. I thought BTK was dead. No, apparently not. He's on Facebook.
Yeah, dude. I'm all over that shit.
Got quite a social media presence.
All right, what's up next?
All right, Monroeville, Pennsylvania. A man was arrested after being outside of a local suburban shopping center, was just blatantly, in the middle of the day, taking photos of a woman who was wearing only thigh-high black stockings and high-heel shoes.
So she was butt naked?
Butt naked.
Well, so why is he arrested?
Because he solicited her off of Craigslist to take said pictures.
Oh, all right.
So essentially a pornographer. This woman was a 21-year-old.
Pornographer?
21-year-old woman. Just found her on Craigslist and was like, want to go to the out into the street in the middle of the day and take some photos? And she obliged him.
She probably thought she was like such a like a feminist or something like that. It's like, yeah, I'm not afraid to show my titties out.
Yeah. Anyway, she was charged with indecent exposure. He was charged with criminal solicitation, criminal conspiracy, disorderly conduct.
Now, is she a sex offender because of that? Because if a guy whipped his dick out in the middle of public, that guy's a red dot.
Yeah.
Well, it's indecent exposure, I guess, technically.
So my big point... No, so she's not a sex offender, probably.
She's getting a slap on the wrist.
Yeah. It's fucked up, bro. Yeah.
A big old don't you do that again.
Right.
Anyway, it's fun to go through the... you know how they interview, like, people on the street about the story, the local news story. Pretty much every guy they interview is like, I would have liked to have been there. And that's about it. So maybe not. Maybe she didn't get anything for this.
Nah, she definitely didn't.
People seem oddly enthusiastic.
Nobody gets mad when the titties are let loose. Absolutely. Except for other women who are like...
Nah, when the warlocks come out, man, nobody complains.
Woo, yeah! It's a party.
Yeah!
Like, they need to change like the dots on your computer for sex offenders for women. So like if I looked at my computer and my house was surrounded by female sex offenders, I'm like, huh, whatever.
Yeah, like if they were pink dots, not red.
Yeah, you got a pink dot, you know, you got one of them hot teachers that banged a student or something.
You're like, I'm gonna dress like a young kid and go out to the park.
Yeah, right. You're in a little schoolboy outfit with
fuck,
big
yeah.
old lollipop.
It's like, yo, look how many women sex offenders there are. I gotta get offended.
Fucking touch me, baby.
Yeah, touch me, bitch.
I've been a bad little boy.
Sorry, her cat called. I wish that was the thing now, man. We gotta make we all gotta get on this website of like female sex offenders.
Pink dots, bro.
Pinkdot.com.
Yeah, dude.
If you wanna live in the area with a good concentration.
Yeah, it's like, look at all these red dots. It's fucking sausage fest over here. We gotta get out of here. Those goddamn chimos.
Well, red dots, maybe you wanna thin out a little bit.
You don't want any, you want like at least an 8-to-1 red to pink to dot. I'm sorry, pink to red dot.
Wouldn't mind if you took out all the red dots, to tell you the truth.
I don't think it's really possible to take out all the red dots. There's a lot of sex offenders.
A lot of red dots.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping. My good ratio here is like 2-to-1.
Man, give me
I've always been curious about those sites. Like, you guys ever visit one of those sites that tells you, like, who's around your area?
Never.
Nah.
If I fucking knew about that, I would, like, probably do some fucking crazy shit. So it's good that I don't know.
Yeah, it might be for the best.
You're better off not knowing, for sure.
It's like, why is there a red dot on my ass?
Why are so many people in Ken's areas just getting BTK'd here?
He was a sex offender? I thought he was just killing people.
Well, he's a diddler, too.
What does BTK stand for?
Bind, torture, kill.
Yeah.
Bind, right? Torture, and then kill.
I thought it was beat, torture, kill, but it's probably bind.
Yeah.
You guys see that episode of Sunny where Dennis, the fucking creep moved into the neighborhood, the pedophile, and he looked exactly like him?
That's fucking fat Dennis.
It was a heavy Dennis.
That's Kenny right there.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Lord, I'm coming to fucking Vegas, bro. You don't got enough horses to stop me, man.
All right, it wouldn't be a night without a Florida story.
All right.
Florida man was pretty sure that somebody was breaking into his house. So he called the local sheriff's office, to come check it out before he entered the house. Sent a couple deputies who went in and promptly discovered his house was a grow house.
Damn, were they smoking on the swag or was the good stuff?
Well, he had plants all over his garage, all over his bathroom, in the bedroom, living room. And, yeah, probably not a good idea to send the cops in there in advance if you know you, I don't know, got some foliage.
So the cops took his crap, huh?
Instantly. Him and an 18-year-old girl were arrested and charged with marijuana producing, possession of over 20 grams. I don't know who the 18-year-old girl is. I really think they should specify on that one.
You cannot sound hard in prison when you're like, yeah, I was growing weed. It's like, oh, we've got to rape this guy.
Who snitched on you?
Me.
Another pussy in the news. I'm saying, like, it's like, last night I thought someone was breaking in. The first instinct is not to grab my phone. It's to grab my gun and go check things out. And this guy's a drug dealer. Like, you really need to have that gun with you and expect that people are going to try and break in to get your crops.
Technically, Lauren, we don't know if he's a dealer. He just grows it, so he could be a hippie.
Either way, you have a house full of weed. You want to protect that shit.
Yeah, but it's not. He's not like those like cartels in the triangle of California. He's probably just like
some crunchy dude.
Probably like gung gung, listening to some reggae or something like that.
Some white boy dreads.
Yeah, just spraying him with a little spray bottles. Like, oh, he's naming the plants and everything.
Yeah, right. You're probably right. I didn't think about that. All right,
bitch had it coming again.
Bitch had it coming. Protect your crop.
That's bad drug dealing.
Yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm. Our final story today. This one out of Ontario, Canada. A 20-year-old man had a bad first day at work. He was being trained on the job. Very first day, the store manager who was training him gave him a little reprimanding, like, no, don't do it this way. Do it this way. That manager woke up face down after getting punched by said employee.
Yo, cowboy up, bro. I like it.
This is just hashtag bitch had it coming all day.
Yeah. Don't tell me what to do.
Definitely going to be the name of the episode, bitch had it coming.
That's that old story. I mean, it's a quick one, but...
There's no repercussions or nothing? Just like...
Oh, he's charged with assault.
Okay. I mean, that was like Steve Austin-esque, bro. He just kind of fucking blasted his boss.
Yeah, he was working at a restaurant. He fled the restaurant after he knocked this dude out, turned himself in a day later.
If I ever struck my boss... I mean, you would have to do the beer bash and all that, right? Like, that's got to be part of it.
Smash a window, play the Stone Cold.
Yeah, I'm getting fucking arrested for assault. I'm probably just going to go all the way and kill this guy.
That's murder?
Stomp him to death.
You're not getting arrested for assault when you murder somebody.
You're already losing your job.
Kenny's really embracing his new persona.
BTK, you said. You know, I'd bind them, I'd torture them, and then maybe kill them if I was just going to punch a guy.
I'm not above a little torture.
This is not a homeless man. This is an employed.
Now, first of all, you couldn't get arrested for doing a homeless man in our little hypothetical.
In our hypothetical.
Yeah. He's probably an asshole boss, like talking mad shit to this guy. Like, probably had it coming, man.
He's just living in the wrong era. I feel like that's how you used to get a promotion back in the day.
I like your moxie, kid.
Yeah, kid. You have a little fucking piss and vinegar in you.
You got your spunk. Boss.
Yeah. Take out the competition.
You give your boss a good throttle and you fucking get a raise.
Throttle your boss.
All right, that's it for the news.
All right,
why don't we take a quick break, come back and play some games. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now a word from some of our friends.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Favorite position.
Anal.
Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth anymore. Cause they're dummy.
Even better.
One obsessed host.
In my opinion, it's just once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch, though?
Is that a way? I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still going to do some fucking damage. A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
If you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. Just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Internet, and all the pods at sea. This is the Nixcast Podcast. It's a podcast about questions. Hard questions. Soft questions. Luxurious questions. Questions. We answer them. All three of us. Myself, Z, and my friends. Best friends. T and G. So, give us a listen over at thenixcast.com. And if you have a question you want us to answer, you can send it over to nick@thenixcast.com. Thank you, and good night.
Shout out!
All right, we're back. Let's do some shout outs. Lauren, we got you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why don't you start off by plugging B&B?
Bold and Belligerent Podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, all that shit. That's pretty much it. We're all over social media too, Bold and Belligerent.
It's funny because you two wouldn't know because Lauren can't hear our audio and Pete took got a glass of water, but we actually did play your ad. And
no, I heard
it. Oh, you heard it?
Yeah, I could actually hear that for some reason. I couldn't hear the rest of you guys' stuff, the intros and stuff, but I heard that.
Fucking Skype.
I was wondering the whole time if Kenny's gonna be here this week, if he's gonna come on the show and do the Dice of Doom punishments or what.
Fuck, man. When's the show?
Friday night.
Oh, fuck, I might have to.
I'll never have the image out of my head of Brian after he had that hot sauce.
Dude, that was the fucking worst thing ever.
I'm not afraid of any kind of physical pain. The fucking hot sauce is a little scary.
Dude, those other shits, dude, I could care less. I get shot again with a paintball gun. Pete slapped me in the face with a dildo, whatever. That was a disrespect. But
all right. So, Brian, the hot sauce you have is not even half as bad as the stuff we have. But I will give you that you did way more than we normally do. He literally, like, got down and, like, chugged it. We'd never do that shit. That was stupid.
Yeah, man, I didn't realize how intense it was. Like the bottles that just put a drip in a pot of chili. I was like, whatever. I was like coughing up blood. I was like,
Like a half hour later, I went to check on you, and you were on the floor just sweating.
Oh my god, dude! I did their show right after that shit. I was like, I was feeling it. I went in our show, and then we were like, okay, I'm gonna go do their show now. I did that thing, and I was just like, bro, I'm done. I'm out of it, bro.
Anyway, let's throw some love to our other friends. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've got Big Papa Podcast.
Yeah, he's replacing Mike on the show here, baby. Hmm?
Oh, you're going to get Stan in there?
Yeah.
It's already a done deal, yeah. Stan doesn't feel like doing his own show anymore, so he's going to jump over to our show, and Mike's out.
That's problem solving right there. What else? We got Attention Deficit Order. We got Geek Dig. We got Offensive Line. We got Gungo. Mm-hmm. We got, who else? Lo-Fi. We got Old Man Orange. Casa Mirth.
Crazy J and
Rockin' Comedy Show.
Rockin' Comedy Show, them.
Am I missing? I'm always missing. But check out our other shows, VG Times 3,
mm-hmm.
and Getting Over in Wrestling.
Yeah, good shows.
Good stuff. And, of course, our networks, RadioVegas.rocks and IRN, the Internet Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And, as always, love the Psycho Enhancer for the end theme.
Yes.
Got to get them back in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'll hit up Dan. He always has the best stories.
Yeah, like, I was thinking about them the other day for some reason. And we definitely got to get them back in here.
Thanks for that story.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember why they came up, but it's not coming to me. It's good radio.
Well, you know, you were touching yourself, and you were like, man, redheads and...
The fucking crooked-eyed dance guy. You guys ready to play some games?
Yeah.
Let's do... we haven't done a movie game in a bit. Let's do one of them.
The old movie game. I wasn't expecting that.
Hey, turn that shit off. This Paint a Black movie game.
Yeah, these all these games are getting tough to come up, running low on shit. So
I gotta make up more games then,
or just putting the call out there. Anybody got a movie? Not a movie, but a game movie idea. Got a movie idea?
Oh, we really want to recycle that. We really want to recycle that theme again.
Yeah,
anybody
exactly.
Got a movie based game?
Anybody got any game? Because yeah. Laws are getting tough too. But I am open to submissions.
Just make up more.
Okay. I thought it'd be fun and interactive, Brian. Fuck me, right?
We tried that. We plugged the shit out of that last time. We got Stan gave us one game. That was it. Like, I'm over trying to get interactive with that.
Valid point.
What was the name of that game again? Pete?
Oh God damn it. I have it somewhere. I'm not looking it up.
You should get that tattooed on your back.
Seriously. See, I don't know what you want to call it, but we'll call it whatever the fuck I don't Anyway, the way this is played, I took some movie descriptions from hashtag explain a film plot badly on Twitter. I'm going to read you a movie description. First person to chime in and just yell out the answer correctly gets a point. You guys ready?
Yes.
I did really well with this one when I'm listening in the truck, but I'll probably fucking suck now that I'm on the show.
I'm always like way too high for this game, and I fucking suck at it. I hate this game.
I got some good easy ones.
You always say that to me, and I never... let's go.
Some don't challenging complain. Ones, but some...
Don't
some
complain. Ones.
First one.
Mm-hmm.
People drive expensive cars
eight
times.
Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious 8.
Well, pretty much a blanket term.
I saw a new one. It's completely bonkers.
Did Dom Toretto go against the family?
They're like, his car's got 5,000 horsepower. It's like what? Anyway, there was one part... Where I have to explain just because it's so fucking they go out of their way to make that character look super smart and like spy like right, and like they're on the plane and the Charlize Theron has his kid behind this like has his kid and his wife behind this like bulletproof glass wall, and she gives him a gun and she's basically making her point where like he can't choose way out of this one because they have the family right, and he's like no. I could go get him right now, but I would need another person to unlock this crazy fucking lock. And like they didn't make that, they didn't mention that at all. But it's like, why can't you just say, all right, you got me? Like, you know, he has to be a super smart guy.
Man. My theory on that, I think he tried to make XXX a thing, and nobody bought into his secret agent shit. So he somehow just slid it right into Fast and Furious.
Bro, I'm watching this, the eighth one, and I'm like, weren't they just stealing car like mufflers in the fucking first one? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, like, wasn't it just like a fucking grease monkey?
Yeah, bro, he's just a mechanic, right? Like, bro, apparently, and they have a whole thing about Cuba, right? And it's just like, apparently Cuba is not how I thought it was. It's just like hot bitches and sweet ass cars.
Hey, they need to know their lane. Like, B&B, we're fucking dumb. So, like, we just stick to stupid news stories and shit. Like, they need to stick to just racing cars and fucking titties.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, dude.
That series died with Paul Walker, though. I'm not with you on the whole Rock thing. I think he's overrated.
The Rock. Oh,
that's heartbreaking, man. The Rock's the shit.
Do you not smell what he's cooking? Like,
smells like shit.
All right, Pete, what's the next one?
All right, next round. Psychotic woman kills people because fiancé got cold feet at the altar.
So I'm no.
A psychotic woman kills people because her fiance got cold feet at the altar.
So I married an axe murderer.
That's what I was gonna say, but she married him.
Nope.
The whole thing is, so I married an axe murderer.
Fuck off.
So I almost married an axe.
Like I don't care.
Correct. No guesses?
No.
I've never even.
All right. Correct answer for this one was Kill Bill.
Heard.
Oh, he didn't get cold feet. Oh, but then again, you're not making these up. All right,
you're gonna argue Twitter logic.
Yeah.
All right, next one. A teenager undergoes extreme body modifications to get a man.
To get a man.
To get a man.
A teenager.
Extreme body modifications.
To get a man, you say.
Give you a hint.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Is it that Pete?
What's a good hint for this one? It's a Disney flick.
Oh, The Mermaid?
Little Mermaid. That's the one.
Damn,
she gets like... legs.
Yeah. I just wanted to say Spider-Man. I was like, Spider-Man?
When you said extreme body modifications, I'm thinking of like that grindhouse bitch with the machine gun leg.
I was thinking like RoboCop.
You know?
So are you thinking Spider-Man was a fag then, Brian?
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Were you thinking Spider-Man was a fag then?
Yeah, sure.
Need to get this man.
Mm-hmm. So he's slinging web in his little fucking ninja outfit.
Next round. Mm-hmm. A teen boy's body changes and he starts
Spider-Man.
Leaking. Yep.
Fuck.
I was too early on Spider-Man.
I was thinking about it still.
And he starts leaking a weird white fluid. That's Spider-Man.
Fucking fag.
All right, next one. A broken family ruins the universe.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Nope. A broken family ruins the universe.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is correct.
Like, maybe I'm just high enough.
There you go.
Makes so much sense now.
Yeah, man.
It works. Next one. A man on drugs throws a frisbee and wins a war.
That's not Forrest Gump.
Technically, he didn't win the war. He just saved a couple dudes.
He was playing ping pong. Not
frisbee. Is it like Captain America Civil War?
It's Captain America.
Won the war in my ass.
All right. Next one. A disturbed child repeatedly tries to murder petty crooks.
Home Alone.
He tried to maim them more than murder.
The electrocution, though.
There was some murder in that boy's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Paint cans.
Hey, cops, I got two corpses on my property. Why don't you get rid of them?
When
he had his chances if he wanted to murder them. He was just toying with them.
I think he was throwing bricks off of a high rise.
How much different would the movie be instead of him being like, yes, 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 if he got progressively more scared? They keep getting up!
There's an internet... One of those internet movie theories that Kevin McAllister grew up to be the Jigsaw Killer from Saw.
He definitely could be. I'm sure all the neighbors are like, don't play with that kid.
He gets fucked up.
Booby trapped his house instead of fucking coming next door.
He made Micro Machines lethal.
Yeah.
All right, next round. An ugly guy accepts his place in the friend zone.
Forrest Gump.
No, not Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
no,
he gets laid.
He gets laid eventually. Yeah.
When she has AIDS.
By that chick with AIDS. Hey,
that doesn't count.
And without a rubber, too.
Danae.
Like, you have a kid, and there's something called AIDS. I have it.
Yeah.
You might want to get tested.
The fucking odds. The one time you finally lose your virginity and she has fucking AIDS, dude.
He's like, oh, don't worry, Jenny. AIDS are just for fags.
Oh, Kevin's so gritty, he was racist. Oh, my gosh, he was hating gays. Mama always said fucking faggots.
Don't worry, Jenny. I don't fuck guys in the butt.
I beat them up.
Mama always said life was like a box of naggers.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah, that mama, she's always saying.
His relationship with Bubba would have been real different.
Weird.
Yeah, he would have picked him up and ran him into the Viet Cong and threw him.
Use him as a shield.
Yeah.
He would have been like, here's two toothbrushes, nigga. You do it.
No, yo, he picked him up, ran him as fast as he could into the Cong, and threw him, and then ran out.
I'm tired of hearing about shrimp, you jigaboo.
In real life, it would have been like, Forrest, he would have stabbed him in the throat and been like, "This Viet Cong all over the place."
This Viet Cong all over the place. Shut the fucking, shut your mouth, you big lip motherfucker.
Somebody has to silence this big lip nigger.
You're gonna get us killed.
Flap those big lips.
Shut the fuck up, out shrimp. I'm gonna kill you. I'll leave you out of your fucking Viet Cong. They were just lucky they were paired with each other, bro. Like honestly, if you were paired Forrest Gump and he's like putting that rifle together so fast, he's not saying a word. He's like, this guy's autistic, bro. What's going on with this guy? Right? And then if you're with the other guy, he's like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. Well, shut the fuck up.
It's like, man, if we're in battle, stay behind that guy.
Yeah, fucking grab him, put him in front of you.
Yeah, dude.
Any guesses, though? An ugly guy accepts his place in the friend zone. Hint, it's another Disney picture.
Beauty and the Beast.
Nope. He gets some.
Does he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Hunchback?
Hunchback is it.
Yep.
He doesn't get that girl?
He's a hunchback.
I thought it was a happy ending.
Even Disney can't produce that kind of miracle.
It's like, nah, man.
That chick was smoking hot for a cartoon.
She's like, I'm not trying to have hunchback kids.
One bobo eye? I don't want that.
Can you imagine if you got me pregnant?
Probably had a fucking hog on him, though. That's why his back is arched over.
It's just the weight
dragging him down.
Lou is hoping for the day when they do the live action Hunchback of Notre Dame, because that's his fucking call, bro.
Yo, he probably would have to go to like a brothel like Xerxes had to get. Remember when fucking that Hunchback dude? He's like, you could have anything you want in this tent.
It worked out for that donkey brain thing.
That guy was smart as hell, man.
Yeah.
Dude was creepy as fuck.
He's like, I'm going to sell out all these faggots for the pussy.
Man, fuck those 300 greased up Greek gods.
Yeah. I'm going for the way more flamboyant, greased up Persians.
You could have anything you want in this tent.
I want everything.
And then he whips it out.
I want everything.
For real, I'd break my own fucking shoulder and not be able to lift the shield to get that treatment.
Yeah, right?
He was in the freak tent, though. There was like girls without legs. It was crazy.
Club foot, one tit.
Like, what's honor when you got titties like these, bro?
Well, I mean, you can't let him near the normal women.
I would have been, well,
really,
let him near the normal women.
Once he has, you know, sex with them, like, just throw him away in
the
trash.
He can already get the creatures. He wants fucking normal women, bro.
Can he get the creatures?
Of course
he's
can.
Lived a life of escaping, not being
he's
thrown off
a
cliff.
He's a super ripped creature.
Well, you really, I mean, when you saw the look of that guy, you thought the 300 had a point. Like the fucking whole like Spartans, like, you gotta throw that guy off the cliff, like, you know.
You know what?
And he's a traitor. Like,
yeah. You know what was crazy though? Like, he's like, no, you gotta stay in formation the whole time. The very next scene, it's like they're just going ape shit.
They're just breaking formation.
Yeah. I'm like,
they're just slow motion killing.
I'm like, Leonidas was just being a dick.
Yeah. It's like, truth is, I don't want to look at you.
Right.
It's like, you disgust me.
Right.
I would love to throw you off the cliff.
You deserve to get fucking backstabbed.
Yeah, how'd you survive the cliff throw?
The movie would have been way better if Leonidas just like gave him one of those like crazy chops too right at the end. He's like, you're ugly.
Did that thing die at the end?
No, he survived.
He's like, right? He said, may you live forever, bro.
That's why he's the true hero of the movie.
He's the hero.
Yeah.
He's the hero?
He's the hero.
No, it's Boromir, bro. He's just like, he's a storyteller. He's like, I'm the only 300 that lived. Look at my fucking abs.
But he only lived because they were
Boromir?
Like, go home.
Fucking Sean Bean was in that
movie? No, it's Boromir's brother.
Faramir?
Faramir. Yeah.
The bad guy from Iron Fist.
Yeah, Fisher's Tolkien. Why don't you name a little bit different, dude?
Ready for the last?
Fuck me up, man. You said, I'm thinking Sean Bean. I'm like, Sean Bean was fucking in that movie and I missed it.
Surprising thing was he survived. Like,
I'm terrible. There's no movie in the world will he survive.
All right, Pete, what's the last one here?
Final movie question. An older sister ruins her younger sister's chance to be on a nationally televised game show.
Hint, it's another Disney
movie. No, this one's not a Disney. is a series, though. I'll give you that.
The Princess Diaries?
Nope.
I didn't see those. I'm just taking a shot there.
I did see those in that. That's how that goes.
It's an older sister ruins her younger sister's chance to be on a nationally televised game show.
I don't know if you have any clues.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games is it.
Yeah.
I was going to say Jumanji.
Jumanji.
That's a home game.
Shit.
It's a board game, bro. It's like Monopoly and shit.
It's a game, dude. It's a game.
Lou ran away with that game.
Did he?
Yeah.
Surprised.
I thought Ken had like three.
Four to Ken's two.
Oh. Damn.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I got Fast and Furious.
You didn't get Star Wars.
Brian and Lauren each got one.
That's right, Lauren. It's respectable.
Yeah, where you at, BTK?
We did deuce.
You should have gotten your truck, bro. You fucking stuck it up there.
I knew I would.
I'm thinking it might be interesting to do some debates today. I'm liking that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll do like two rounds of that.
Okay, so.
All right, so I'm going to give you guys a topic. You're going to yell at the first answer that comes into your head that you think is a suitable one. Try not to take forever.
Got it.
Each going to get 30 seconds to argue your case. Winner gets the point.
Mm-hmm.
Today's rounds. First one, best 80s wrestler.
Ric Flair.
The Warrior.
Hogan.
Fuck. I was going to say Hogan. I don't know shit about wrestling. You guys got to give me one and I'll just wing it.
Undertaker.
I'd say
he was in
his
90s.
Andre the Giant.
Hacksaw Undertaker. Jim like Duggan.
Go,
I go Undertaker. I like that one.
Okay, we'll give me Undertaker.
Like 89, right?
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, you're going to start this one off because you're the first answer.
Woo!
Ric Flair, 30 seconds. Begin.
Limo riding, fucking jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing. Come on, man. Ric Flair, he's the shit. He's fucking everything a man should want to be. Dresses nice, fucking ladies love him, tough son of a bitch. And yeah, he put everybody over, from fucking Hulk Hogan to anybody else you can think of. Put every wrestler over.
That's time.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Alright, Brian, you're up next.
Mm-hmm.
You said Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior, man.
Hold on, let me just reset my timer here and begin.
Bro, there's nothing more intense than a 280-pound man just jacked to his fucking, you know, just crazy jacked up, sprinting to the ring, shaking that shit all off. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback.
That was weird.
Yeah, 1 sec.
Hello?
All right. That's better.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to restart your time at 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Begin.
What was it? Yeah. So there's nothing more intense than a fucking a 280-pound dude just absolutely sprinting to the ring, shaking the ropes, talking about like taking planes and crashing him into the ground, and fucking like you don't even know what he's talking about. He might legit be crazy. Which in later life we did find out he was a little crazy. He raped Santa in a comic book. He was conspiracy theories. All right.
Yeah.
I'll never get over that raping Santa thing. That thing's fucked up. Santa's on the ground with a ball gag and he's pulling up his pants. It's fucked up.
He shook him like...
All right, Lou, you said Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Begin.
All right, I'm going to borrow a phrase from It's Always Sunny. Skin of a hot dog, hair of a silken Chinese man. You know, the dude is just... He's the man. He's America, you know? He once grabbed the guy and was like, "What's that smell?" And the dude was like, "Dookie." You know? The guy was kicking ass and taking names on a speedboat. Like, like, what else do you need? He's the only guy who could turn fucking into somebody's wife into like $1 million venture.
Time.
It was way more than $1 million venture.
Extra. Perhaps a bit more than that.
Yeah.
Credit to Lou for never mentioning wrestling. He mentioned Thunder in Paradise before him.
I should have mentioned too. The song. I want to be a Hulkamaniac.
You should have left that stinker out. Yeah. You shouldn't have. We all probably would have forgot about it.
All right, and finally, Lauren, you said Undertaker.
Yep.
Begin.
All right, so as someone who doesn't know shit about wrestling, never did, he sticks out in my mind just as like a tall, dark, handsome, just the ladies love him. He's playing with dead bodies. I don't know what he's doing, but he was the scariest one to me. Like when I can think back at all these wrestlers you guys constantly talk about, I don't know shit about. To me, the one I wouldn't fuck with. And you talk about 280 pounds. He looked like he was at least 3-something. I don't know. He's big guy, dark hair. He looks half dead. I don't know what's going on with him, but he's, to me, that Undertaker. That's all I got.
Perfect. 30 seconds. All right. Good arguments all around. A lot of catchphrases coming from Ken.
Where had no catchphrases.
But you exemplified the charging Coke machine running towards the ring.
Colorful faggot is what he was.
Colorful
streamers from his arms. Yeah.
He was like a girl's bike.
He looked like my face. He looked like if Party City grew a body and ran out.
But Hulk Hogan looked like an overripe olive, bro. His skin,
well, Lou
was
already
terrible.
Brought up skin of a hot dog, yeah. Hair of a silken Chinese.
Yeah.
And the fucking hips of a 150-year-old man.
And Lauren clearly had no idea what he was saying, but he made a compelling argument nonetheless.
I was going to say, most of that was factually untrue.
I don't know if he's traditionally handsome.
Right.
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Bro. Ladies love him.
I'm not a handsome man.
I've given the points to Lou because he made the people laugh the most at his.
He made the most.
You should take points away from Lou for Tropic and Thunder, though, dude.
Never.
One of the worst shows ever.
That I watched.
Everybody watched the shit out of it.
Yeah, of course we watched it, but it was bad. That.
I once watched Hulk Hogan uproot a tree and swing it like a baseball bat on that show.
Look, this guy's a gorilla.
For
Jesus.
For some reason, he still wore his wrestling belt, like that muscle belt that he used to wear down to the ring. He would still wear that,
bro,
in that
he
show.
Wear,
like,
he
and
wear,
tights.
He wore a bandana to court.
Yeah. His dress bandana.
Yeah, I thought the NWO was about to come out, bro. I was like, what the fuck is this guy wearing to court? Is he serious about winning money? He's got cowboy boots and a bandana.
If the NWO would have came out, he would have definitely won that case.
He did win it.
He would have won it twice. He'd got twice as much.
You guys ready for the next round?
Yeah.
Alright, our next category. Best Tarantino movie.
Oh my god.
Reservoir Dogs.
We got Reservoir Dogs. We got Pulp Fiction.
Django.
No!
Django.
You still got the new one.
Nah, I'm going to go Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards.
Good one. Yeah.
All right, Ken. What was yours again?
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. You ready?
Yeah.
Begin.
I mean, it was just the most complete Tarantino movie. It had all the guys. It had action. It had a great story. It was fucking just shot fantastic. And who doesn't love some Michael Madsen? I like me some Michael Madsen. Come on. Come on, let's hear it for him. But I love that movie, Reservoir Dogs. Suits, fucking nicknames.
Good old Suits and Nicknames.
Botched Heist. Can't beat that shit.
Botched Heist, Suits and Nicknames.
Yeah.
All right, that's time. All right, Lauren was up next. He said Pulp Fiction. Whenever you're ready.
All right, you got the cast. You're talking about Reservoir Dogs cast. This is the cast. You got Samuel L. Jackson. You got John Travolta. You got a bitch getting stabbed through the heart with an adrenaline needle. You got fucking drugs, sex, everything's there. Guns, violence. It's the perfect Tarantino movie. It's the first one you think of when you think of Quentin Tarantino. It's Pulp Fiction. It's the most important one. You can leave the rest out. It's Pulp Fiction all the way.
All right. Call it there. Concise. Hit some good points. Lou, you're up next. You said Django?
Yeah.
Begin.
Now, you guys are talking about cast. I'm going to talk about the cast. Jamie Foxx killed it. Cemented his role as like a serious actor then and there. Christoph Waltz. That guy's a beast. Leonardo DiCaprio? Come on. Come on. There's fucking Mandingo fights. You know? Niggas getting shot left and right. There's Mandingo fights. One nigga gets ate up by like a dog. Come on. Come on. Django.
Time.
There's a good song.
There's a solid ending to your argument there. All right. Brian, Inglourious Bastards to you.
Go. 3 hours of murdering Nazis in this movie, bro. They take a fucking gun and just shoot the shit out of Hitler right in his fucking mug. And they introduced Chris Waltz to the American public. He had a great role, man. I thought that the story was amazing, how they took that little Jewish girl from that little house all the way up until burning down the theater. Really tense. There's a lot of tense situations. That fucking whole bar scene where they're playing that little game, that was dope. Michael Fassbender in that, and he's like, I'm going to go out speaking to kings.
All right, good arguments all around. All
you should have
fucking
just stopped at 3 hours of Nazi killing.
If you stopped at shooting Hitler, you might have won this thing.
I should have ended with that.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese Hitler face.
Swiss cheese Hitler face is a great movie scene.
I never got why they, like, I would be like, all right, man, our plan is to fucking kill everyone now, right? Like, let's take these bombs off of our legs, though. You know, I mean, I don't know. I leave the bombs in the seats.
Now you're punching holes in your own argument here.
All right, whatever. I'm just saying.
Exposing plot holes. Lauren had me with the, it is the first Tarantino movie I think of. I think that was a good point.
Pulp Fiction probably is the best.
It's the best, probably.
So I'm going to give Lauren the point for that one.
Lou sold me the most, though. Just with the fucking theme song, Django.
That was compelling.
And Mandingo fights.
Pulp Fiction has literally the best line in any of the movies. He's like, yo, are you okay? He's like, hell no, I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
It's also got Samuel L. Jackson, dude.
You forget about Ving Rhames had Marcellus Wallace?
Yeah, that's true.
That was my favorite part, man, when he gets raped, and then he's just like, I've never seen a person act so mad before.
Seething.
Yeah.
Seething. So
there was no words to describe how mad.
No, steam was coming off his head. All right, let's do another. We got a few minutes.
All right.
All right, let's do best old school cartoon from the 80s or 90s.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man.
Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Damn it.
I'm gonna have to go with Tom and Jerry.
Tom and
what?
Yeah,
that's like from the 50s.
Shit too.
I'm gonna let him have it.
That's some faggoty shit, though.
What's faggoty about it?
Wait. Save it.
Yeah,
Lauren, you got one.
South Park's 90s, right? I mean, that shit was going through the 90s.
Yep, that's 90s.
I went Saturday morning.
Lou's drinking my fucking water here.
Sorry. What are you gonna do? You want mine?
Yeah.
All right.
Give me your water.
I don't think I've really touched it.
You drank all the beans.
It's empty now, motherfucker. Yeah. All right, Brian, we're going to start with you. You said Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
begin.
Who doesn't have mad love for the Ninja Turtles, man? Great, one of the best, probably the best theme song out of any cartoon ever, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? Come on, everyone knows all those words. You loved all the characters in that, man. Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael. Come on, crude dudes. Pizza, cowabunga. How many awesome video games and toys and fucking t-shirts and everything that spawned, man. Like, and honestly, man, it's something that now you could bring on to your, the next generation, man. Great, great cartoon.
Time. You guys are good at coming in just at 30.
Yeah.
I'll give you props there.
Not bad.
All right. Ken was up next. He said The Simpsons.
I did.
Ready?
Yeah, man.
Go.
Fucking The Simpsons go on forever, man. It's just the best show of all time. They started with some bullshit in the 90s, and they've run strong for like fucking goddamn near 30 years. Bart Simpson, Homer Simpson, just two of the best characters, not only in cartoons, but in all of television. Simpsons will not only just be one of the best, not the best cartoon ever, because it is, it's one of the best shows ever. Transcends cartoonage.
Transcends cartoonage.
Yeah, bro.
See? Look at that time. 29 seconds.
I doubt you'll ever see another show of any type like run 30 years like that, man.
Can you think of a better character than Homer Simpson, though, man? He's just so Burns. Well-rounded.
You had your time.
He's so well-rounded, though.
I agree.
Burns is my favorite.
Yeah?
The old-timiness of it just makes me laugh a lot, you know?
Fill it up with petroleum benzoate and revulcanize my tires. Post-haste. Favorite Burns line ever.
My favorite is when Burns was answering his own phone.
Ahoy, hoy.
Spins it around. Ahoy, hoy.
Do you know that's how the first people answered phones?
Really?
Yeah, there's like weird Simpson facts. They were like, the original people who had phones answered them. You were supposed to answer them like, ahoy, hoy.
Of course, Burns fucking.
That was the joke.
And Ninja Turtles fun fact. You know who wrote that theme song?
No.
Vanilla Chuck Lorre, the guy who created 2.5 Men.
Get out of here.
Really?
And sang it.
Wow. He just made a ton of money on a shitty show.
He wrote that show about his life.
2.5 Men?
Yeah, it must be.
His life is painfully unphony.
Yeah?
Oh, I hate that show. But that's a hell of a theme song. Lou?
Oh, I never even watched that show, so I couldn't even tell you if it was.
He thought you were like saying he had a really rough
life. Yeah, I was like, how do you know about Chuck Lorre?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Lauren?
I was saying that show is terrible. My parents love it. It's fucking one-liner after. I just hate the whole sitcom on regular television now. It's just how it's nothing but punchlines the whole time. It's not like a conversation that leads to funny shit like Seinfeld used to be. It's punchline. It's like no one fucking talks like that.
That's why I love the videos show where they take the laugh tracks out. And you realize just how unfunny like Big Bang Theory is.
Yeah.
It's just people entering rooms like, hey!
It's you got to see the video. It's
like I didn't. Need
it's
to.
Almost scary. It's like unnerving.
Yeah, because they take long pauses in between sentences.
I didn't need you to take the laugh track out, man. I could just put on an episode of that, and I'm like, man, this is just not funny.
Agreed.
Shit sucks.
All right, Lou, I think you got your work cut out for you, but you said Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, good pick, man.
It's a good pick.
Here you go.
Yeah. All right, so we all remember being kids, watching these two fuckers just beat the ever-loving shit out of each other. I mean, I think that's where we all learned to imitate cartoon violence. People getting brained over the head with trash cans and baseball bats. And that shit was, like, on the slide, dark as fuck. There's an episode where Tom goes to heaven, and standing in line in front of him, three cats that apparently got drowned in a fucking bag. I saw that recently. I was like, whoa.
That's tough.
Life lessons.
That's tough.
I think my favorite cartoon violence ever was when Foghorn Langhorne used to get that dog sleeping, drag him up by his tail, and smash his ass, and then run.
Then he had the length of the rope, and once the dog was choking, he would pull his tongue out and paint it green.
Yeah. Like, fuck that rooster.
I saw some shit where Tom fucking rolls a cigarette with one hand, fucking sparks it, just flicks it up into the air, catches it in his lip, and smokes it all in one drag, dude.
It used to be the kind of cool you want your kids exposed to.
Yeah, but if cartoon violence led you to, like, fucking, you know, be a violent person, why are you such a pussy, Lou?
Oh, my God. Damn.
Cold blood.
Call you pillow mitts.
Soft as fucking puppy shit. Yeah.
All right.
Feather hands.
I'm going to stop beating on Lou for a minute. I'm gonna... Lauren said South Park. Whenever you're ready.
All right, so you got Tom and Jerry's great, Simpsons timeless, but South Park I feel like is the new timeless show. It's like the Simpsons, they're still there. You guys are like the only people I hear talk about them. South Park, when they have a new season out, everyone's talking about it because it's topical, it's interesting, it's hilarious,
and it's been around now for a long time, and it's not going anywhere. I feel like it's because it stays edgy. You know, Simpsons, just like I said, it's just been trucking along. Sorry, there, Kenny, I have to shit on yours, but Simpsons is where it's at. South Park, sorry.
That's time.
Now, he ended with Simpsons is where it's at.
Look, Lauren had the best argument there, but he threw his endorsement to Kenny at the end.
You know that you're number two when you got to fucking swing up at number one as you are.
Shit, I got to take that into account.
And Lauren,
you don't hear Coca-Cola talking about how bad Pepsi is, bro.
And blew it.
All right, Kenny gets that point. All right, I think we're good here.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves for a minute? I'll tell you this up.
Lauren, thanks for coming on again. I'm glad that we cleared up that you're not a bus driver.
I'm glad I'm not a bus driver. So, thanks for having me on to clear that up.
No, I was like, oh, Lauren's a bus driver? I like that guy, bro. Like,
No, Josh used to be not only a bus driver, but a short bus driver. And he had some pretty funny stories.
Oh, my God. Let me ask you a question. I was listening to your podcast. Now, there was rumors now that he got charged of touching the kids.
Whoa.
Josh?
Well, you know how your buddy Kenny over there looks like BTK? Josh is like, his face is very pedophilish, I guess, if that's a word. So it was a natural progression. You're driving a school bus and then you got a face like Josh. It was bound to happen.
Oh my God.
He's a walking dot, you know?
But that's true, though. He really got, like, someone was like, yo, are you touching kids?
Are you trying to tell me that I'm bound to tie somebody up and fucking beat the shit out of them and kill them?
No, I say rise above.
Fuck, man.
Rise above.
No, that did happen. Yeah, that definitely happened. He got accused. Like, I guess there was one kid left on his bus, and, like, I guess the kid's clothes were a little bit messed up when he dropped off the kid, and the mother, like, was like, well, what happened here? And he's like, well, I don't know what happened. The kid, you know, he didn't want to say it, but your kid's on the short bus for a reason. He's probably messing with his clothes. So he had a camera on his bus that saved his ass, apparently.
Jesus.
So do you believe him?
I have to believe the camera evidence, and if he was a real pedophile, he wouldn't be on the podcast anymore. We do have some boundaries on B&B.
Oh my God! So that's the limit. That's like, if you're a pedophile, you can no longer be on the show. That's a good rule.
Yeah, bro. We draw the line at kitty touching.
Yeah, kitty touching. You can't be on Paint a Flag, bro.
Exactly.
That's the one question we ask when I screen the people. It's like, hey, do you touch kids?
I don't. All right, come on. Could you be friends with somebody if, like, one of your good boys gets, like, fucking put away for that, like, convicted of it? When they get out of jail, can you be boys with somebody?
No.
Nah, right?
Is that even a question?
No way.
What if it was like,
you asking for a friend, Ken?
Right. This guy I know.
I'm not a friend. I don't want to talk to any of you miserable motherfuckers.
Kenny wants to know if he's on his own when he gets out.
Yeah. No, I'm just, it's hypothetical, man. Like, what if it was like a family member, like your uncle or something? Like,
they're dead to me, bro.
They're dead to you?
Yeah, ghost them.
Yeah. I would have to say conviction, too. Yeah.
Would
you want to kill him? Would there be some physical?
Well, no, if they're already in custody, like, if they're not,
you know,
out of
where
the way
they live now, though. This is a dangerous area for me, because now I know where you live and I know you're a kitty toucher. Like,
I'm not trying to kill nobody unless they're homeless. So, like,
I'm not either. Maybe I'll break your toes or
breaking toes. I could break toes all day. Yeah, they got at least 10 times.
Kneecap you.
Kneecaps. Yeah, I'll kneecap for sure. But I can't kill people.
I don't know if I draw those same lines. But all right, but. Like, that, it's a dangerous game, though. That's what I'm saying.
Now, we've gotten the question out, like, you know, what's a crime that someone can't commit that you still allow them on the show, Lauren? Like, what kind of felony or misdemeanor were you like, oh, okay, we'll overlook that?
Any drug charges would be fine. Certain, like, assaults would be fine if they justified it to me. Like, I'd have to hear, like, what happened. Pedophilia is out the window. Like, you're gone for sure.
I've never been
sexual any
of
kind
assault.
Of sexual crime is probably going to be. I'm going to have a real explanation here.
Yeah, if somebody gets frisky with those sheep next door, they're not.
Yeah.
What about dog fighting? Like, can Michael Vick come on your show?
Nah, man, I like dogs. I like dogs too much. It's fucked up.
But now, I've never been convicted of assault. But that doesn't mean I've never been guilty of assault.
Yeah, what if there's hearsay of dog fighting? Not exactly.
A sheep fucker can come on and just explain to me, like, what happened here. I want to know.
Do you want to know about that?
I do. I'm curious. Oh, how was it? You know, that type of thing.
It feels so good.
Just get your neighbor on. I'm sure he's diddling.
I love sheep.
It's all just right. So soft.
Feels like a girl.
Like fucking a sweater. All right. We got our winner here. Mm-hmm. Came down to Lou and Lauren at the end, but Lou... did real good at that movie game. Woo. Putting him over the top. Lauren, you really shot yourself in the foot with that last passing it to Ken.
It's all right. I didn't deserve to win this one. It was still fun, though.
I would have made it.
Congratulations, Lou, you little fuck.
Lou didn't deserve to win either, though, Lauren, so you can't look at it like that.
Lewis. Definitely deserve more than you. You're up to no good, man.
I didn't say I deserved it.
I mean, like, we said you look like BTK, and you just ran with it.
I'm about all three of those things.
Yeah, bro.
Separately.
What of it, Lou? He likes to fucking vine torture kill people.
So, like separately, I think they're all cool things. Together, obviously, they're better. Lou, you little fucking nosy fuck.
All right.
If you gotta know.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's all in context. If you add the pussy at the end of that, that's a totally different story then.
I don't think anybody's doing that.
I mean, I guess not in this room, but there's other guys out there that are really slinging the D.
You got to blind the pussy first, bro?
Bind it down.
You don't want to go nowhere.
Yeah, but what if you have a huge, huge hog, bro? You got to bind that down. Like, yeah, you ain't going nowhere, lady. And then
it's blind, isn't it? Isn't it blind, Lou?
No,
it's not
it's
bind.
No,
blind.
I think it's
blind. You're the serial killer master over here.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You got the collector's mugs and everything.
This guy, I didn't even know he had a name, and Lou knew it.
I'm wearing a Dahmer shirt right now, so I think I would know.
You wearing a what shirt?
A Dahmer shirt. Big fan.
Him?
He ate people, bro.
Yeah, but he also like mad gay sex and then ate them. So he's really eating his own jizz, like his marinated jizz.
Yeah.
He was into like weird things too. It was like buttholes and fucking weird.
He was trying to create a sex zombie. That was his deal.
A sex zombie?
He would like drill into dudes' heads to try to.
I respect anybody that furthers the game, you know.
Dude, he was drilling people's heads and expecting them to make a sex zombie. Like this is like some
lobotomize
them. This is like some Dr. Frankenstein type of thinking. Like
this is where we got to differ, though. I'm all about like just. For the love of the game, and you're
a sportsman.
Yeah, he's out there with like an agenda. I'm not really for the agenda.
No, man.
It's just for the love of the game.
When you do it, you take your time and you do it right. Him, he's just like, I got to do it. You know?
Yeah, dude, you do it for the game.
You can't rush any part of the three, the trifecta. You can't rush the bind, the torture.
No
the
way.
Mm-hmm.
No, you rush the bind, they can get out.
Yeah.
And the torture, that's the main part.
Yeah, that's why you're doing it. And then kill, because you can't let that motherfucker go after you torture him, man. No. The hell.
After what you just did to
him.
Kenny's all about getting the hat trick.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, let's call it a night here. Lauren, thanks again for coming on.
Anytime. Thank you guys for having me.
And be sure to check out Bold and Belligerent, good buddies of ours. As for us, check us out on Twitter at PFB Comics, like us on Facebook, all the shit that podcasts tell you to do. Just go do that. Mm-hmm. Lou, you get 20 seconds at the end. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah, you know what, Lauren? I want you to send a message over to Luke. Tell that motherfucker to get a real job. A real, real job. Hey, I know I'm not really one to talk, but at least I got ambitions and dreams and shit. This nigga wants to be a pizza man forever. He's going to die with a pizza in his hand.
Oh, no.
Close the door behind you.
That's cold. No money, no whip, okay, scoring up. I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out, got a dream, I ain't giving now. That's what it's all about, all these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes, you'll remember me.